You know what's wild about American politics? We're out here debating bathroom usage like it's the Cuban Missile Crisis. We've got politicians holding emergency meetings about toilets while bridges are literally falling down.
So, the infrastructure is crumbling.
Not now. I'm busy figuring out who can pee where.
We've turned bathroom policy into a constitutional crisis. There are congressional hearings about restrooms. Do you realize how insane that sounds? Today, we're gathered to discuss the most pressing issue facing our democracy, toilet access. Meanwhile, healthcare costs are bankrupting families. But sure, let's spend 6 months debating door signs. Politicians are treating public restrooms like they're Fort Knox.
We need security protocols, background checks, genetic testing.
It's a bathroom, Kevin, not a nuclear launch facility. People just want to wash their hands and leave.
We've got lawmakers who can't figure out how to fix potholes, but they're bathroom experts now.
I may not understand economics, foreign policy, or basic science, but I have very strong opinions about who can use which toilet.
These are the same people who probably can't even change a toilet paper roll. The funniest part is watching politicians act like they've discovered some new threat to civilization.
This bathroom situation is unprecedented.
Dude, people have been using bathrooms for literally thousands of years. The Romans figured this out. Are you telling me the Roman Empire had better bathroom policy than modern America? We're spending more time and energy debating restroom access than we are debating climate change. The planet is literally on fire, but at least we'll know which bathroom to use while everything burns down.
The good news is we solved the toilet crisis. The bad news is there's no planet left. Politicians are out here acting like bathroom monitors in elementary school, except somehow less mature.
That person used the wrong door. Call the authorities.
It's like hall pass drama for adults with law degrees.
You know what's really happening here? We're avoiding actual problems by obsessing over imaginary ones. Can't figure out how to fix education? Let's talk about bathrooms for 8 months. Can't solve homelessness? More bathroom debates.
Can't address income inequality? Time for a bathroom committee.
We've got politicians who think the biggest threat to American families is strangers in public restrooms. Not poverty, not lack of health care, not gun violence, not failing schools. Nope, it's toilet anxiety.
Honey, I'd love to help you with your medical bills, but first let me draft legislation about bathroom signs.
The level of bathroom obsession is truly impressive. We've got politicians who know less about their own state's budget than they know about restroom layouts.
I can't tell you how much we spend on roads, but I can give you a 40-minute PowerPoint on optimal toilet configurations.
Meanwhile, actual problems are piling up like dirty laundry. Crumbling infrastructure, broken healthcare system, education funding crisis, housing shortage. But thank God we're protected from bathroom confusion.
Sir, the economy is collapsing.
Yes, yes. But are the bathrooms properly labeled? That's what really matters. Politicians are treating this like it's the most complex issue in human history.
We need task forces. Focus groups, consultants.
It's a bathroom. People go in, do their business, wash their hands, and leave. This isn't rocket science. It's basic plumbing.
We've created a situation where politicians know more about bathroom policies than they know about actual governing.
I may not understand how bills become laws, but let me tell you about my comprehensive restroom strategy.
Maybe focus on the job you were actually elected to do?
The really absurd part is watching grown adults have public meltdowns about toilet access while children are going hungry in schools.
I'm too upset about bathroom signs to think about lunch programs.
Your priorities are showing, and they're embarrassing. You want to know what Americans actually care about? Jobs, healthcare, education, safety, the economy? You know, stuff that affects their daily lives. But sure, let's spend another year debating the philosophical implications of bathroom door locks.
We've got politicians holding press conferences about restrooms, like they just solved world peace.
Today, we have taken a historic step in bathroom management.
Meanwhile, actual historians are writing about how this was the dumbest political crisis of the 21st century. Here's a wild idea. What if we spent this much time and energy solving problems that actually matter? What if politicians got as passionate about fixing roads as they do about bathroom policies? What if they cared as much about children's education as they do about toilet signs? But no, here we are, the country that put a man on the moon, having congressional debates about who can use which bathroom. Future civilizations are going to study this period and wonder how we had time to worry about toilets while everything else was falling apart. Maybe, just maybe, we could focus on real issues and let people figure out bathroom stuff like the adults they supposedly are.